Morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Channel Drop-In. This morning, I'm delighted to be joined by Jay Neal, who is founder and owner of the Agency Works and also CEO of the BMC, which is a business marketing club. So, Jay, good morning. If you'd like to just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, that'd be great.
Yeah. First of all, good morning, Glenn. Good to see you keeping well, my friend. You're looking healthy, so that's good. I wish I'd made more of an effort and put a shirt on now. Looking very smart. So, yeah, I've been, I set the Agency Works up 18 years ago, primarily to, we give support to agencies across the UK on their processes and their systems, try to help them achieve their goals, whatever they may be. For some people, it's making more money. For others, it's getting home at 12 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and spending more time with the kids. Equally, good ambitions. So that's what we do at the Agency Works. The BMC is something I'm particularly proud of. I've been involved in it now for 5 years. I took over at the same time a guy called Dave Stevens took over as chair, which I know many people from the B2B community be aware of Dave Stevens. And for the past 5 years, me and Dave have really been trying to provide this network, this community of B2B marketers across the UK, to provide support for them. And it's something I'm really proud of that me and Dave have done together. So I'd say the Agency Works is the job that pays my money and allows me the time to dedicate to the BMC.
Brilliant. Oh, excellent. All right. Well, thanks, Jay. Great to have you with us, as I say. Really pleased that you're able to take the time to do this. Right, I'm setting the timer. Let's just double check what the channel drop-in is all about. It's bringing a collective of expert people to drop in, drop some gold, some value to the viewers and anybody that's going to be consuming these short videos, and then drop out. Okay, so let's also remember those rules. It will be unedited, it will be uncut, it will be uncensored. So everything that is said here will go onto YouTube and then be shared via social media later. If you need to censor yourself, then that's okay. We've got a maximum of 5 minutes and a minimum of 2 minutes. So whatever gold you've got to share, please do so within a 2 to 5 minute space. And also, really looking forward to the gold that you've got to drop for us. So before we met, the only preparation was that I don't know what Jay's going to say, to be fair. So there's an element of trust and confidence here that I have. But the only thing that I did get from Jay is that he wanted me to start by asking him if there was anything that he was particularly proud of that him and his team had done over the last 2 or 3 weeks that could really set the scene for the next 2 to 5 minutes. So Jay, what is it that you are particularly proud of that you and your team have done over the last few weeks? And guess what? The timer's on. So away you go.
Here we go. Okay, I'll break it into two parts and keep it nice and short. I'd say the first thing we had to do was in helping and managing our clients. So that was the first thing we had to do. So I looked very quickly of how we could put a framework together to help the agencies we work with. I came up with a plan which was breaking things down into three distinct areas. One was managing your cash in the now, so the 1 to 3 month period to make sure you can get through this. Then the next thing was how to manage your P&L in the same time frame, because it's okay having cash to pay everyone, but if you make huge losses in that 3 month period, things will go wrong in the future. And then to focus on the recovery, so the month four on to maybe 6, 9, or 12 months in some cases. So I put a framework together of those three pillars, and then in each of those I applied three logics to the cost, which was what can you cut, what can you reduce, and what payments can you postpone. And then we also looked at, and where is the income likely to come in to balance those costs that have happened. And we put that framework together really quite quickly. And a colleague of mine, Karen Moss, built a scenario spreadsheet for our clients to use in a short, really short time frame. And we got that
Jay,
up to...
Jay, so just to cut in there and not to put you on the spot too much, but if that is... If that's general stuff, is there anything, maybe a one pager or PDF that maybe we could share as part of this, maybe as an attachment to a LinkedIn post or something like that? It sounds like they're it sounds like they're really kind of good habits, good behaviors to maintain whilst we're in this situation. And I think maybe you know, you bucketing them out like that seems like a pretty good idea. If there's something you can share with me after, then we might be able to send it out as well.
Absolutely. Cool. And we're also going to be doing, starting next week, we're going to be doing a daily drop-in hangout for any clients, or to be honest, anyone who's in the agency world. There's going to be myself, Karen and Louise on a hangout that people can come if they've got any particular questions around the product we sell. I'm not going to mention it on this, they'll know who they are, but if they've got any questions around general agency management, managing a P&L, managing a cash flow, we'll be there for them to ask questions. If we can answer them, great. If we need to go away and find answers to those questions, we've got a wide network of people, we'll go away and do that for them as well. So I'll send you the link out to that as well, Glenn. So that's really around the agency work side that I've been proud of how quick we got that together and we built something, a tool for our, to help our clients. The thing that I'm also equally as proud of is how quickly me and Dave Stevens pulled together on the B2B community. And I'll give you the background on this. We had a conversation on a Sunday morning, me and Dave, because we run a monthly club for B2B marketers in London. We meet the second Tuesday of every month. And we quickly realised that with the current state of play and the lockdown that was obviously going to come, then these sessions were going to have to stop. Yep. And by the same token, we'd both been getting messages and calls from other B2B marketers just saying, how are you finding things? What are you thinking? So Dave has clearly got more time on his hand. Maybe it's because he hasn't got three kids. But he rang me at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, asked me what my thoughts were. And it was quickly obvious. We said, come on, let's turn the monthly meeting into a weekly webinar to support B2B marketers. Brilliant. So that was the Sunday. We decided it was going to be the following Wednesday at 4:30. We had no platform, no content, no speakers, but probably foolishly, we decided we was going to do it anyway. The first Wednesday, by the Monday afternoon, we'd nailed down the platform. We'd nailed down, I think, four speakers from the B2B marketing community, well-respected people. And on the Wednesday, we delivered our first BMC COVID-19 webinar. I think we had 240 registrations to that, and we had about 180 people take part. And we've been running that every week. We've got our next one today at 4:30. And to date, we've had, I think, about 480 individuals that have registered for those webinars. And the feedback we've had via LinkedIn, via private messages, via phone calls from B2B marketers saying, really appreciate you putting this on. The support is amazing. It's allowing me to go back into my businesses with ideas and speak to my board about things we can do. So for me, I think the agency works is my day job. It's what I have to do. The BMC is the thing me and Dave do out of passion. And I think we've probably done a better job. I think I've probably done a better job of that in my day job. I'm really, really proud about that. And I've spoken to Dave about him coming on your drop-in to have a chat with you about how he finds it as well.
Perfect. All right, Jay, that's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, kind of right on time as well. So marvellous. Now, what we're going to do is I'll just round up, if you don't mind, and tell me if I've got any of this wrong. But it sounds like, as well as you being proud of the things that you've just described, there's also some decent tips in there. So in the first piece, you talked about the agency works. You know, you've talked about managing cash, managing P&L, but also managing the preparation for the recovery when the inevitable happens and we come out of this. So so that sounds like it's really, really important. You're going to be setting up a hangout session for people to come along and you know, drop in and do that live and ask questions, and you can be offering support with a number of people that that might be available. And the other side is that you've got the BMC side, which is still running regular, supportive, informative webinars that currently you've had several hundred people attend, and they're going to continue. So how might some of the viewers to this, or some of my network, get access to those BMC webinars, Jay?
Yeah, no problem at all. So I can send you, Glenn, a link for people to register for those. I believe once you register once, you'll get reminders every week about them. So that's good. But I will also send you a link to the BMC website, which will allow you to subscribe to the podcast. Every one of these has been recorded and turned into a podcast.
Right.
So people can listen to the content from the previous weeks. And prior to the lockdown, we were also running regular podcasts on all things B2B marketing related. They're free resources. If anyone's in B2B marketing, agency side, client side, vendor side, B2B marketing consultant, they can listen to them and get some real gold in there. The BMC, it genuinely is a community of B2B marketers. It's not for profit, and we're really trying to get this operational across the whole of the UK now. We've got it operational, obviously, in London, the East Midlands. We've got events starting in the Northeast. We've done them in the Northwest. A guy called Gareth Case. Oh, there we go. I'm done. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, Jay. No, that was brilliant. Really, really appreciate it. I think we've got some good golden nuggets there. And with that, guys, thanks everybody else for watching. This is me, Glenn Robertson at Pure Channels, with the channel drop in with Jay Neil. Thanks ever so much for dropping in, Jay. I'll talk to you soon, and there'll be another episode coming very soon as well. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.